This is The Guardian. Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land. Victoria and David Beckham and their family are no stranger to the headlines. But this time, it's different. At the start of the week, Brooklyn Peltz Beckham took to Instagram to express his frustration and upset as he made allegations about his parents' behaviour towards himself and his wife. In this episode of our Global News podcast, Today in Focus, The Latest, Guardian columnist Marina Hyde speaks to Lucy Hoff about the family feud that's gone public.
It's very, very sad, and I feel they love their children, but they haven't half gone about it in a funny way sometimes.
David and Victoria Beckham's eldest son has launched a blistering spray at his parents, accusing them of trying to control his image, finances and marriage.
He also said he's got absolutely no wish to reconcile.
Brand Beckham is a family brand. It became a very, very big deal that they were, you know, all the children were always there at every event. There's been such a blurring of the lines that in many ways we don't even notice it anymore, which is probably why Brooklyn thinks I want to live privately when he's living out loud himself.
The feud between the Beckhams and their son Brooklyn has gone nuclear, with Brooklyn taking to Instagram to share his side of the story. From The Guardian's Today in Focus, this is The Latest with me, Lucy Hoff. Joining me is Marina Hyde, Guardian columnist. It's a pleasure to have you, Marina.
Thank you for having me.
Very significant news day that seems to have cut through the geopolitical noise and tensions that we've all been focused on, but this really taking up space. So this is the first time that we've heard from Brooklyn Beckham since in this long-running feud, isn't it? And last night he posted...
It's the first time we've heard on the record, isn't it?
On the record, not from unnamed sources. Six Instagram stories written on his iPhone notes with a black background, six slides. How did you feel receiving that Instagram notification?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, it's always nice not to be talking about World War III, although this may be some form of proxy conflict for what's happening. But it's a really sad story. I think it's a really sad story. I think family no contact, this era of no contact, these family splits, I think it's dreadful. I feel it's very, very sad, and I feel they love their children, but they haven't half gone about it in a funny way sometimes. All of these stories, I think it's interesting, almost every single thing that is in that post has been briefed to the newspapers by somebody. It's clearly not Victoria and David. So
yeah.
Although I think that Brooklyn and his wife, clearly Nicola Peltz, clearly do regard themselves as having been the victim of terrible briefings, they have not been silent themselves in that department, because every single thing that was in there is something that we have already seen attached over the past 13 months, maybe longer, because it goes right back to their wedding in 2022. All of those stories have been out there. I mean, there is more detail, and it is from the horse's
mouth. Let's look in forensic detail. I mean, my reaction was
deep shock.
My friend texted me to say she had such bad heartburn on reading Brooklyn's stories that she had to take a Rennie's. But let's look into the detail, because the thing that's really stuck with me is the idea that Mark Anthony, as in who was married to Jennifer Lopez for 10 years until 2014, summoned Brooklyn to the stage. He says at the time where he and Nicola were supposed to be having their first dance as a couple, and instead he was met by Victoria. Victoria then dancing, to quote Brooklyn, inappropriately
on me. I'm thrilled for Mark Anthony that somebody said that former celebrity's name out loud for the first time in forever. He's now thinking, Mark Anthony, oh my God, am I in this? Sorry. He does seem to have mishandled was he the MC of events?
It's unclear, isn't it?
A lot of this stems, you have to remember that all their lives, the Beckhams will have thought that it would have been their son's bride signing the prenuptial. And in the end, it was the other way round. And, you know, her father is Nelson Peltz, a kind of Mar-a-Lago frequenting activist investor, a billionaire. And they don't need any of the Beckhams anything, really, all. And clearly there was a sense that maybe the Beckhams have tried to run this wedding. I don't know. It's not really clear, is it? There's just a sense of, like, perma-grievance.
The wedding does seem to have been this flashpoint in this conflict.
Weddings are a nightmare, aren't they? I mean, most people who've got married have probably got some stories around their family that you don't expect these things are going to happen, and they do. It is better if you can recognise them as part of sort of wedding derangement syndrome and move on.
And crucially, probably not asking your future mother-in-law to design your dress. But I'm finding this quite confusing because Nicola Peltz wore Valentino on her wedding day. According to Brooklyn's account, Victoria Beckham was going to make Nicola's dress, but she pulled out on the 11th hour, to quote Brooklyn.
Yes, I mean, it's all in there, isn't it? I mean, I can't really be asked with any of the dress and any of that aspect of the story. I don't really care. I think it's sort of stunning that these people that we elevated in place, you know, when seeing their place in celebrity culture, the Beckhams, they were the actual crest of that wave of celebrity turning into something very, very different. It happened in the late 90s and then it explodes particularly in the noughties. And they became a sort of, people said, oh, you know, they're our alternative king and queen, and they had thrones at their wedding and all of those things. And it's so interesting that the House of Beckham story has started to track slightly with the sort of House of Windsor story. I don't know if you, these kind of weird royal families, and whether you can escape this torment if you live out loud in this very odd way. I mean, I think that the way they have lived and commodified their family is odd. And to some extent, we forget this because in a way, everybody has commodified themselves. And in a way, they've done it in the slipstream of huge celebrities like the Beckhams, who kind of sold their lives and put it all out loud. I think they epitomise something that is not a million miles from the way other people have lived their lives, much further down the influenced kind of chain.
Yeah, and Brooklyn, of the four kids, seems to have been the most impacted by that in a way. I mean, his birth was such an extraordinarily big cultural moment, wasn't it? And he has talked about this controlling narrative in the press in our family, the performative social media posts, family inauthentic relationships. I mean, how does that square with this type of public statement on his own Instagram as he shares very regularly?
Well, look, you know, bless him, I don't think he's the brightest, and I mean no shade, but he isn't. And it's quite difficult if you've been raised entirely in that way of living to even imagine a way of not doing that. I think he says, you know, all I want is privacy, but he is someone who posts regular videos. His life, to some extent, is commodified. He is a sort of brand ambassador for all sorts of things. It's obviously different when your entire business is run through its pipes. And the family business is very odd. There is clearly, you know, Brand Beckham is a family brand. Two became six, and it became a very, very big deal that they were, you know, all the children were always there at every event. He says this in his statement. They were there at every premiere, every, you know, first day of the season for Inter Miami, every fashion show, every everything. They are always there, and there is clearly, well, you would think there is, because I know how hard it is to get, most people know how hard it is to get their children to do anything. There is clearly a sort of culture of presenteeism within the family. And there is a sort of odd way of having to live your life.
Absolutely.
But it is the extreme version of what happens when you sublimate all of your family dynamics through the tech lord's machines. Why?
And sanitize over reports of multiple infidelities, for example. I mean, I do just want to, because Brooklyn
Beckham.
Well,
that's it, isn't it? The documentaries.
Yeah.
You know, both the documentaries are very odd.
Small mention of Rebecca Lewes, but kind of brushed under the carpet.
Well, and with some sort of fake newspaper headlines, so they didn't have to have the real ones. You know, that documentary won Emmys, and it was made by Fisher Stevens, who is a very good documentary maker, and somehow but has now agreed to make a documentary commissioned by its own subject, on which its own subject serves as an executive producer. The same thing happened with Victoria's documentary, and a lot of Netflix's content is not documentaries in the way that the great artists of that form in any way would recognize it. We live in an age where almost everything, including people's lives, are a form of advertorial, and there's been such a blurring of the lines that in many ways we don't even notice it anymore, which is probably why Brooklyn thinks, I want to live privately, when he's living out loud himself.
Yeah, and so this was addressed in his statement as well. He said that, you know, basically he'd been living this life of public service, as you say, turning up to every football game, every premiere, every fashion, exactly, family service. But in response, when Nicola had asked Victoria Beckham to take in some displaced dogs in the LA wildfires, Victoria refused. I mean, that felt like quite a low blow.
The displaced dogs, again, I mean, it's a detail of the story I love, but which I can't take entirely seriously. The only thing she's ever asked her is for assistance with displaced dogs. Well, that I can imagine. I don't know what she was looking for. Probably not a house, or maybe, I don't know. With the empty mansions of Beverly Hills, being commandeered by Nicola in a sort of outreach effort to house all the dogs. It's unclear.
It's unclear.
Because there were many displaced humans as well.
Well, exactly. No mention of them in Brooklyn's speech. So where do we go from here? I mean, I feel a great deal of sympathy, I think, for Brooklyn through this, not least because he just sounds like quite a lost man. I mean, Nicola often gets a lot of the blame for this. There's talk of her even being in a sort of controlling relationship. But, you know, he has never found his way, has he? He's a poor photographer of elephants. He's a cook. He's an actor/model. His younger brothers just seem slightly more well-adjusted.
Well, it's difficult in a way. They have all been pushed into kind of front-facing careers, and their daughter, who's, I saw something that she'd put on, you know, they'd put on Instagram saying, I want to build my own brand. And I just, she must have been 13 at the time. And you just think, is this the way to happiness? But the difficulty is, I don't know, they met very young. Obviously, they had completely atypical careers from anyone in the normal population. And when you've lived in that very public facing way for such a long time, maybe it just seems impossible to imagine, you know, careers, jobs away from the public eye. And maybe she thinks, well, you know, academics is never going to be their thing, in the case of her boys certainly, and they're going to do something different. But the things that they were encouraged into are all very sort of high profile. Oh, you're going to have a football career, or you're going to be a photographer, or you're, you know, you're going to be a musician, you're going to, all of these things are very, very difficult to succeed in.
Yeah.
And perhaps it would have been better to put them, or to encourage them into things that it would have been easier to succeed in. But listen, it's not for me to say. Many parents will be thinking they clearly absolutely love their children.
Yeah.
And they've done everything they can for them, and they've done their best, which is what most people do. And I'm not trying to sort of criticize it in a really ununderstanding way. But I do think, as I say, that this Faustian bargain with your living your life in public, sometimes the devil collects on the deal. I think it's always better to avoid it if you can.
Marina Hyde and Lucy Hoff will be right back.